All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. We're doing a shorter show, but we're going to do a show because we're still committed to giving you a show, even if it's a little shorter. Promise I'll try to do an hour next time.
It's not the size of the show. It's how you work it.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got some articles here. And the first article I have is... Air hostess sex ring that saw cabin crew offering sex for $2,000 a night is busted after three stewardesses are caught in bed with men in a Vietnam hotel.
Honestly, that's too much for sex.
Police have busted an air hostess sex ring that had up to 30 cabin crew moonlighting as escorts, charging wealthy clients up to, €2,360 a night in Vietnam.
You know, that's...
It's a lot! Officers raided a luxury hotel in Ho Chi Minh City on Wednesday evening, where they allegedly found three active flight attendants in bed with different men. A fourth woman, who is a model, was arrested while romping with a customer. The group was frog-marched out of the building on Li Thi Ring Street in an upmarket area of the city. Police also arrested the alleged ringleader, Vo Thai Mai Han, 26, and took her into custody. It's a woman behind it. She allegedly sent men pictures of her girls in their airline uniforms to lure customers. Well, my good night. Look at her. She is by far the hottest ringleader. Well, damn, it's like right out of a fucking anime.
Oh, yeah. I'd give her a...
Good lord, sir. Yes. My god. Video shows the alleged group being frog-marched out of the building, an upmarket area. It also shows Vo Chi Minh in custody. Ugh. Officer said that Vo Thi Mai Han... Vo Thi Mai Han... Oh, I could do a lot of things with Mai Han and her. Was an air hostess with flag carrier Vietnam Airlines before she left several months ago to focus on being a full-time madam while also seeing customers herself. Well, I'll be damned. You need to let that girl go. She's got so much experience that young men need these days. She has been pictured alongside planes in uniform. Yeah. Cops said Vo Thi Mai Han is now being held in custody on suspicion of prostitution and brokering sex services.
Well,
just let her go, my God.
Well, you got to think, they're probably not doing what you were saying. That's how it would work.
Right.
STD test.
Right, right, right.
They're not doing that.
Right.
They're getting what they can get and getting out.
Yeah. The Ho Chi Minh City Police Department said in a statement on Thursday, on August 9, 2023, the Criminal Police Department presided over and coordinated with the District 1 Police to deploy the plan and dismantle the sex ring. An inspection was conducted on the hotel of Li Thi Ring Street on Ben Thon Ward, District 1, where officers found that in four rooms, there were four subjects engaging in prostitution. Three were flight attendants and one was a model, and all in their 20s. Good lord. The suspect, Vo Thi Mai Han, was detained for the act of brokering sex. At the police station, the four women claimed to have been employed by the suspect, who sold them their sex at the hotel for $1,000. That is €787 to $3,000. €2,360. They admitted to committing the offense. Vo Thi Mai Han admitted to contacting many flight attendants, hot girls, and photo models, then sent pictures of prostitutes in flight attendant uniforms to get customers to hire them for sex. Good lord! Vo Thi Mai Han on the beach. Man, they have a gallery of pictures of Vo Thi Mai Han. Let's look at this gallery. Good night! I'm telling you, it's right out of an anime. You know how it's always the mistress... And she's hot as shit, but she's older?
Yeah.
That's literally what we got here. Like, it's a real-life anime. That bitch is fine as fuck. I'm sorry, I'm not usually that guy. I know. But
you're that guy you just...
I know.
It's when you find what you like.
Good. Yep.
Let me see. No, you can't see my girl. It's my girl. You can't see her. She's on my phone.
There you go. Good lord. Okay, so there's going to be guys over here. Stop simping, Grim. God damn it. I know. All right. Officer said buyers would transfer the money to Vo Thi Mai Han, who would arrange the meeting between the men and the cabin crew, many of whom were for former callings and girls from other airlines. Well, look, at least she's hiring, you know, people she knows, or, you know, working together. The little brothel that could. Come on now. Astonishingly, some men would even hire two flight attendants at a time for threesomes all night. Let's clap for those men. We're gonna have a big old clap for the men that hired the girls for threesomes all night. Two beautiful Asian, and these are not cheap girls. These are really nice looking girls. Oh, the statement added, the suspect Vo Thi Mai Han also directly participated in selling sex herself. Buyers of the city of Hanoi, Ba Ria, and Vung Tau. Currently, the investigative police department, city public security, and criminal police department continue to consolidate documents and evidence while investigating the case and strictly handling it in accordance with the law. The investigation police agency calls on the accomplices of the suspect to come to the headquarters of the criminal police department in Ho Chi Minh City to surrender and be granted leniency. Yes, give her leniency, and then said, go and make men happy again. Alleged high-class prostitute Vo Thi Mai Han allegedly targeted her former colleagues with offers of extra income while they were layovers in Vietnam. She also recruited models. She recruited models! So you're dating... Good Lord, you're paying to fuck models. I mean, isn't that what every guy... All these damn incels. I'm not gonna pay for it, motherfucker! You are not gonna find better pussy out there than the damn fucking models. I wish Stacy would say something to me. But hey, dude, you can just... look, you pay to buy the video game you want, right? You don't say, I wish the video game would pick me. No, you buy the game you want. And I know a lot of these damn incel fucking game. That's fine. But now you're like, okay, here's the thing. You got all these girls. You get to pick the girl you want just like you pick the game. So you're going to pick the best game, right? The one that has high reviews on Steam and everything else? So here you go. This is your chance, gentlemen. I don't get it. Oh, it doesn't feel right if I have to pay for it. Well, I guess the game has to pick you then. I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
All right.
It's like, dude, why would you want... Oh, I'd rather some ugly chick. Okay, look. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm 38 years old. I've had sex with women. And I'm going to tell you right now. If there was a gorgeous woman I had to pay for,
a regular old woman,
and then there's the fucking gorgeous model that looks like she came out of one of them AI programs or something, I'm literally saying this about this Vo Thi Mai Han, and she offers those girls to you, first of all, I'm going to be like, holy shit, how fast can I get off my pants and here's the money? Like, I don't know. Or you know what? Man. I'm not going to take off my pants. I'm going to let the girls take off my pants. Dude, there we go.
I mean, that much money, it ain't going to be I'm going to have them
but
for at least,
all night.
I'd have to have them all night for at least a 40-hour week.
You can probably do that.
Because yeah,
I've read more than that. In a lot of the guys there, they do have that kind of money.
Well, I mean, they do.
So they're like, you know what? $10,000. Like, oh, $10,000 don't mean shit to me. Whatever. I mean, yeah, that's a lot. I would not recommend that.
No,
but I'm just saying, these men like this that are probably on their fucking deathbed, you know what? You can fuck a bunch of beautiful models, maybe die. That's a good way to go out as a man. Fucking beautiful models. Anyway... Police claim there were at least 30 women on her books. They were mainly air hostesses who had already been through grueling interviews to ensure they were pretty enough. Wow. And had the right physique to be working at the airline. Making them perfect for wealthy clients from around the world willing to pay huge sums. Vo Thi Mai Han would allegedly collect $7 million as her fee for each booking. She charged men 787 euros for a 90-minute session with the girls. Or... 2360 for an overnight. Police said the madam had made more than $1 billion for herself in just a few months. Her social media profiles show her working as a cabin crew with Vietnam Airlines, welcoming customers and VIP guests. She also posted pictures of herself on yachts and staying at luxury destinations around the world. Officers claim it's part of a ruse to draw other women into her lifestyle. Cops are now trying to trace others involved in the prostitution ring and have appealed for other people involved to come forward with more information. Well, I'll be damned. Let me look at the comments on this one real quick. Very sad to see successful small businesses shut down this way. It says, surely not. Stewardess is working as escorts. This has been going on since the 60s. The big money for the stewardess has always been in the Middle East, where they attend parties and receive gifts from happy guests. Times have certainly changed. Several decades ago, we didn't pay for this on a night stop as the crew relaxed and enjoyed the time away. And why not? Seems a reasonable kind of business that does no harm to anyone and creates a lot of pleasure and support. Far better than many other businesses considered quite legit. Shouldn't be a crime. Absolutely. These people know exactly what they're talking about. Homing ain't no crime. Anyway, let's... God, no.
If they get something and they're giving it to everybody, I'd say that'd be a little...
Now, better. Young Thug, rapper here. We got Vigilant Citizen. Young Thug's lawyer wants video evidence of a goat sacrifice ritual to be suppressed from trial. In early 2022, Young Thug and several members of YSL Records were arrested and charged with conspiracy to violate the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. YSL member Shannon Stillwell was also arrested around the same time on alleged murder charges. But that arrest was rather bizarre, and it was all caught on video, which is most likely body cams. When police raided his home, he was reportedly in the midst of an all-out goat sacrifice ritual. Young Thug's lawyer wants video evidence of this arrest to be suppressed because it would prejudice the jury against him.
You know that part where I was slitting a goat's throat?
As you can see...
Vessel.
As you can see, the lawyer
see that the wrong way.
The lawyer strategically phrased what was caught on video as a religious ceremony which involved a supposed sacrifice of goats. Mm. That's some typical lawyer talk. It was an occult blood ritual, whether you call it voodoo, witchcraft, or here or all Satanism, it's an occult ritual involving blood sacrifice, that's what they do. It's not like Young Thug and his industry friends were hiding it. As seen in countless videos, their videos and photo shoots keep referencing their ritual. There's a promotional photo where he licks a $1,200 shoe. More importantly, the snake on the shoe, which is a reference to Lucifer, and the ritualistic red and the inverted cross combined to make this shot satanic. Oh yeah, he is wearing a... That cross is inverted, brah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think the industry is...
Right. There's a lot of weirdness
Ask
in there.
Ask Alex Jones about it. He said they have lunch with Satan all the time, every Tuesday.
This girl wears a pentagram on her face and horns on her head, not to mention a ritualistic red dress. I know, but they do a lot of that shit.
They do that. Shut butt.
But there's actual real shit going on.
It's just as damning. I mean, honestly, there is real shit going on.
There's a lot of weirdness and irregularities surrounding this trial. It pokes at some of the shadiness happening in the music industry. They want this video footage of ritual sacrifice to be suppressed because it hurt Young Thug's brand and influenced negatively the jurors. More importantly, people would see for themselves the dark and depraved and satanic side of the music industry. And they really don't want that. They want to be able to keep calling us conspiracy theorists.
I'll tell you...
So here's an interesting one.
If they call you crazy, more than likely it's true nowadays. The government's trying to...
Okay, so Lil Tay had a very interesting situation.
What?
Lil Tay, teen rapper and social media influencer, alive following hoax death post. Lil Tay, 14-year-old rapper, became famous on social media at age 9, is alive, along with her brother, according to a statement provided to TMZ. So originally they figured that they had a hoax that they had both mysteriously died. It was a very traumatizing 24 hours, and people were wondering what the fuck was going on. We were going to report that she and her brother had both died, because it sounded like some ritual shit to me, but apparently that's not the case. However, let's blow that aside. Very interesting shit just came in from Daily Mail, and if it loads properly, assuming, exclusive! The Jeffrey Epstein Files. Trove of never-before-seen emails and calendars gives unprecedented insight into late pedophile's network of power and influence. That includes, and you're not going to want to hear this, influence that includes Chris Rock, Peter Thiel, and Richard Branson. That really disappointed me. Because obviously I'm a fan of Chris Rock's comedy. You
I mean,
like his comedy.
I suspected the other two.
Yeah, I don't know about the other two. But Chris Rock?
I don't know much about him.
And we don't know how many other people. A vast trove of his private calendars and emails are being revealed today by Daily Mail. Among the revelations is that he appeared to know personal details about the marriage of Bill Gates and his ex-wife Melinda, while magician David Blaine had numerous dinners with the financier.
Now, I will say...
Oh, man.
Well, probably not at his age, because he's got kids probably that age. I think he's got daughters probably already.
Right.
Just young.
Presidents, prime ministers, royalty, and famous names previously not linked to Epstein are also featured in the hundreds of pages of documents. They show that Epstein courted the world's elite, even after serving 13 months in jail for having sex with underage girls and being labeled as a registered sex offender. As he sought to rehabilitate his image, dozens of powerful people were scheduled to meet him, including Irina Shayk, Chris Rock, Wendy Murdoch, and Richard Branson. Tech billionaire Peter Thiel, early Facebook investor Sean Parker, artist Jeff Koons, J.P. Morgan chief executive Jamie Dimon, and music executive Tommy Mottola, who used to be married to Mariah Carey, are also among those who appear in the documents. And yes, Mariah Carey's totally on that crazy occult fuck shit. She's been on that. And that's why, what's his name? Who was married to Mariah Carey?
What's his name? Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon. That's why Nick Cannon was saying all this shit and he had to delete it. The files were handed over to Epstein's estate.
Kind of crazy, yeah, right?
Well, yeah, but he's one of the ones that actually went and admitted what was going on. Estate to the government of U.S. Virgin Islands, where he owned two private islands during its investigation to its sex trafficking operation. Also, you don't really know what it's like probably being married to some of these people that are involved in all this shit.
Yeah.
Because he might have been... He might be traumatized by shit. That's why he's going and having all these kids or whatever. Yeah. You have no idea what they did to this man.
It's one thing that... I don't know.
You have no idea what they did to this man in there. I mean, you have no idea what he had to be...
Which one?
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
You have no idea what she did. I mean, or what people behind her...
But I'll say, you know... That's another reason why you should be extremely careful about... who and why your reasons are for hooking up with someone.
Right.
Because he's probably like, oh, Mariah Carey.
Right.
She's a fucking naughty at one time. But now, you know, rough.
The files were handed over by Epstein's estate to the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he owned two private islands during its investigation and sex trafficking operation. The pedophile did not kill himself in 2019 while awaiting trial. Just like Epstein's notorious Black Book of Contacts, the schedules contain personal numbers and email addresses that allowed him to access his associates whenever he wanted. Daily Mail takes you through the records in depth, broken down by each figure involved. Okay, so... top revelations.
Someone... It was a girl I was friends with. Her sister and her.
There's a lot here. I really need to go over all this. Okay.
Go for it.
Top revelations. Okay, Epstein touted his friendship with Prince Andrew while trying to persuade J.P. Morgan to let him be their go-between for clients with a checkered past, bragging in 2010 that the Duke of York is now allowed to make money. In emails, Epstein said he would clear his schedule for a meeting with Sarah Ferguson, Andrew's ex-wife, and said Duchess anytime. Epstein rolled out the red carpet for Bill Gates and his wife Melinda, then wife Melinda, at a dinner to persuade him to take part in a $100 million per person fund for the financial elite. But in private, Epstein schemed with J.P. Morgan that the fund would allow Gates to have access to higher quality people without upsetting his marriage. Oh. Woody Allen's friend, you know what they consider higher quality, right? Woody Allen's friendship with Epstein was far deeper than previously thought.
Woody Allen's already kind of a creep.
And they shared
daughter.
They shared walks. Private screening. Shared walks. Listen to this. They shared walks, private screenings, dinners, and even appear to have spent a new year together at Epstein's Palm Beach mansion. Jeff Staley, who was head of J.P. Morgan in the early 2010s, met with him 31 times in 5 years, and on four occasions, his schedulers were told to have wine ready for him as soon as he arrived, a possible code word for something else. David Blaine attended at least 3 dinners at Epstein's house, and the pedophile was so friendly with him that he had a reminder of his birthday in his calendar. That means David Blaine was definitely on some fuck shit.
Yeah. Epstein's so wore out. Yeah. Knocking up all these kids.
Yes.
Dirty bastard.
Epstein victim Virginia Roberts has claimed she was forced to have sex with a Duke when she was 17. Claims he denied. But last year, Andrew settled a civil lawsuit brought by Roberts for a reported $12 million.
Emma Roberts?
No. Virginia Roberts.
I was about to say, that's a pretty famous name, be getting molested.
The Epstein files showed that the pedophile used Andrew's name while trying to persuade J.P. Morgan to let him act as an intermediary for wealthy clients. He was trying to persuade the bank to work with Bill Gates on a $100 million fund for elite donors, and a crunch meeting was taking place on August 31st. In the email to J.P. Morgan boss Jeff Staley and senior banker Mary Ados, Epstein said that investors were wary of the bank because it was a quasi-U.S. government at the moment. What? Epstein wrote, I am also aware that JPM has a colorful array of clients, so a client relationship is much less problematic than an institutional joint venture. Among the wealthy men he reeled off was Prince Andrew. Epstein said he's now allowed to make money. Timing of the email is revealing and suggests he knew intimate details about Andrew's finances, which were tied up with those of his ex-wife Sarah Ferguson, who he stayed close after their 96 divorce. In May 2010, Ferguson was caught in a newspaper sting asking for $550,000 for access to Andrew. She told an undercover newspaper reporter, "That opens up everything you would ever wish for. I can open any door you want and I will for you." Ferguson later said she deeply regretted making the comments and said that her ex-husband had no idea about meeting the undercover journalists. Ferguson had apparently been driven to such measures because of her $5.5 million in debts, but in July 2011, she said that they'd been paid off thanks to the intervention of Andrew. Under the arrangement, he paid $17,000 to Ferguson's former PA, Johnny O'Sullivan, which helped to stabilize her finances. Epstein's email to J.P. Morgan came a month after that announcement, making it clear that Andrew discussed his and Ferguson's financial situation in depth. In a scheduling entry for March 3rd, 2010, Epstein's assistant wrote, "Still need to try and schedule the Duchess for Tuesday or Wednesday. The Amanda appears to be Amanda Thirsk, who worked for Andrew." Oh, he also said, I have emailed her assistant, Amanda R.E., a meeting. "The Amanda appears to be Amanda Thirsk, who worked for Andrew for many years," Epstein replied, "Duchess anytime." Pictures posted on Facebook by married couple JoJo and Lynn Fontanilla, Epstein's housekeeper and driver, on March 5th, 2010, 2 days after the email, showed Andrew visiting Epstein's New York townhouse. Another image shows a smiling Ferguson with JoJo Fontanilla in Manhattan with a shopping bag in her hand, while one from the previous month boosted by Lynn Fontanilla shows Ferguson at Epstein's New York mansion. A lawyer for Andrew did not respond to requests for comment. Fergie's spokesman had no comment. So there's a lot of shit. David Blaine and Chris Rock. David Blaine's only previously known connection to Epstein was appearing in his black book of contacts, but the two men appear to have a friendship, the record suggests. In 2013, he had a dinner with the futurist Pablos Holman and Jessica Joffe, which appears to be the actress of the same name. The schedule says David Blaine will stop by towards the end of dinner. Reached by phone, Holman said he thought he was in San Francisco at the time of the dinner, but said, "I don't know why exactly." He said he knew Blaine and called Epstein the most toxic thing in the whole world. Holman said, "Even if there was a dinner, I probably wouldn't want to say anything about it." Joffe did not return calls for comment, nor did her representatives. That means she did it.
Yeah, usually either that or, you know, a lawyer says keep your fucking mouth. Because even if you are innocent, you should never talk to the cops. Especially where they're like, come to the station, and then they keep you up for 3 days and tell you, okay, I did it. Well, even if they didn't do it, they're so messed up in the head at that point. I mean, just because they're doing that doesn't necessarily...
Right.
Even though it looks bad to someone looking in, not necessarily...
Right.
...what you might think it is.
In September 2013, Blaine attended another dinner at Epstein's house with Woody Allen, Jeff Koons, and his wife Justine.
Jeff Koons, a hack.
Then in 2014, Epstein planned another dinner with friends, including his girlfriend, a young Eastern European called Karnia Shuliak, Woody Allen, and Jess Staley. Blaine was also listed among those attending, and the schedule says that Sarah and Brian would stop by, Sarah being Sarah Kellen, one of Epstein's top recruiters. The calendar also says that maybe Chris Rock would be coming. the first time that the comedian has been linked to Epstein. In 2002, Epstein did invite another comedian, Chris Tucker, on a trip to Africa with former President Bill Clinton aboard Epstein's private jet. Oh, shit.
Chris Tucker, too? These girls are young, and you know this, man!
A source close to Rock said that he did not attend the dinner. The source admitted that Rock was friendly with Woody Allen.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who are friendly with him.
The comedian has previously said that he's watched the director's movie, Annie Hall, more than 80 times.
I just don't think I've seen a whole lot of Annie Hall.
What is that even about?
As many movies he's done, I can't think of one I've seen.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw one. It was the one where it was a future world and they had the Orgasmatron.
What?
Yeah, that was a really weird one. Yeah, they had that on.
But you think about it, too, how sick Hollywood is.
Yeah.
Okay, he's actively fucking his adopted daughter.
I know.
And people are like, he's such a great person. I can't wait to work with him.
That's shit that's actually one of the games.
He has his faults, but amazing actor and range. He can move a right hand and get a crowd running.
Yeah.
I mean, cheering, jeering, things.
They say, but that Epstein may have confused him with Tucker. On April 4th, 2014, Epstein's calendar said reminder David Blaine's birthday is April the 4th. The following day states to be determined with David Blaine. David Blaine did not respond to Daily Mail's request for comment. Gates and Epstein have had several meetings as the pedophile tried to persuade him to be the face of a fund where wealthy investors put in. Well, we know about that. We know about Bill Gates and Epstein. We don't have to go through all that. That's what they're doing. Epstein was aware of the tension within Gates' marriage to Melinda Gates, and she probably knew what was going on. Gates' friendship with Epstein was said to be a key factor in his divorce. Although Gates was also accused of sexual harassment at Microsoft and admitted one affair.
Yeah.
2 days after the email, Epstein claimed that Gates was terribly frustrated with how the talks about the fund were going. Oh, wow. In another email, Epstein bragged this would be the very high profile, be the most exclusive of clubs. He also suggested that J.P. Morgan make it possible for donors to give anonymously in case his involvement proved problematic for them. Let's see... Through membership in the club, though membership in the club could be known, the gifts can be given anonymously. This will fulfill the wishes of many that have spoken to Bill about wanting to do things but not wanting the publicity. For example, another school program may have expressed reservations that giving publicly would send a complex message to those institutions that have already close relations to the donor. There's a lot about this. This is not social investing. Like I said, I'm just basically reading to see if there's anything... Let's see, not worried about that. There's a lot with investors and... Epstein rolled out the red carpet with some of his most important friends. Thorbjørn Jagland, the former Norwegian politician and Norwegian diplomat Terje Rod Larsen, and Treasury Secretary Larry Summers and his wife Eva Dublin, his former girlfriend, his daughter Selena, treated Epstein like an uncle. Good Lord. Okay. Woody Allen. Epstein's friendship with director Woody Allen was known, but the closeness of their relationship comes to light through the calendars. Some months they met multiple times each month, and on one occasion had a note saying to take a walk with him. The first entry is on September 2011 and notes that Epstein had to attend one of Allen's rehearsals. The following January, Epstein invited Allen and his wife Soon Yi to dinner. Epstein's staff sometimes ordered Beck's beer and flourless chocolate cakes. The dinner was followed by another meal the following month, this time with TV personality Dick Cavett. Oh my god. In November 2012, Allen's assistant emailed Epstein asking if Jeffrey is interested in watching his new film, To Rome with Love. In April 2013, he sent a reminder to take Allen to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where he donated $850,000 and was good friends with a number of professors. That same month, one of Allen's associates came to Epstein's New York home to finish editing the film, which appears to have been a TV movie about magic with David Blaine. It's all starting to connect, right? Or am I wrong for connecting the dots? A listing for September has Alan and Soon Yi attending another dinner with Coons and his wife Justine, followed by lunch a few weeks later with Alan and Coons. In December 2013, Epstein went to another screening of one of Alan's films at Manhattan Film Center, followed by a birthday party for the director. Later that month, the calendars say that Epstein would depart L.A. for Ranch with Woody Allen, apparently referring to Epstein's New Mexico ranch. On December the 29th, the schedule... Good Lord. Schedule says that Alan was in Palm Beach with Jeffrey. September 2014 is one of the busiest months for their friendship. There was a dinner with Obama White House counsel Kathy Rummler and PayPal founder Peter Thiel. Am I going to stop using PayPal, though? Next week, Alan had an appointment with Epstein and Leon Black, a close friend of the pedophile. In October 2014, the schedule says editing lesson Rom Woody Allen at 71st, movie Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock. Really? The July 2015 entry says that Alan and Previn were over for dinner at Epstein's home in New York. The schedule says what for dinner? Soon Yi said to surprise them. Oh, Lord! My God, and then there's this man, Jeff Staley. There's a lot of going on there. Let's see. Have Jess's white wine available. 2014. On November 20th, they had another one. Jess Staley, make sure we have white wine. Oh, no. On November 1st, 2009. Oh, hold on, excuse me. More references to wine have featured in other emails between the two men, which have released a court case involving J.P. Morgan and the USVI government. On November 1st, 2009, while Epstein was still in prison for having sex with underage girls, Staley emailed him while staying on his Caribbean island. He wrote, "So when all hell breaks loose and the world is crumbling, I will come here and be at peace. Presently, I'm in the hot tub with a glass of white wine." I keep thinking the white wine is fucking symbolic for something, because they said it about children. White. They're referring to children. Yes. Presently, I'm in the hot tub with a glass of white wine. This is an amazing place. Truly amazing. Next time we're here together, I owe you much and deeply appreciate our friendship. I have few so profound. On December the 4th, 2009, Staley told Epstein via email, "I realized the danger in sending this email, but it was great to be able today to give you a hug, a long, heartfelt hug." The next day, he wrote, "You were with Larry..." Okay. Hold on. The next day, Epstein wrote to Staley, "You were with Larry, and I had to put up with blank," and attached a picture of a young woman, which is redacted in the court document. Staley responded, "Don't tell me. A French wine." Epstein replied, "Always thoughts of alcohol." The young woman was the wine. And other
Are
previously...
Are you 100% sure this is...
Yes. Because they keep talking.
I'm not saying he's in other, guilty, but...
In other previously released, Epstein and Staley talked about Disney princesses, including one message in July of 2010. Staley told Epstein, "Maybe they're tracking you? That was fun. Say hi to Snow White." Epstein responded, "What character would you like next?" When Staley said Beauty and the Beast, Epstein replied, "Well, one side is available."
What, the Beast? Okay, send me up.
A lawyer for Staley did not respond to messages for comment. She has previously denied any wrongdoing.
The Beast have horn tits? Yes.
I don't know. Her Horny career was tits. Set to take off and... Let's see. Wendy Murdoch. She will stop by. Now, we have a little bit on Murdoch, not too much.
What did they ever say were the age ranges of these? I'm not...
Really fucking young.
Like...
Fucking
I'm
young.
I'm curious
young.
How young. Like,
young.
Alright. Like 16 or young?
Young.
Like 12? Yeah,
12. Young. Yes.
Now, when I was younger, like 20, 21... One of my friends, I was friends with her and her sister. And her sister was like 16 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And had kind of proposed, like, "How about we have sex?" And...
Right.
I'll tell you, she looked
I
like
know.
She would have passed for 20.
I know. They do that now. They have all them makeup and shit now.
Yeah. I didn't sleep with her.
I know.
Taught myself because I was like,
right.
Let's get you home.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like,
So but, Peter Thiel had several meetings. Peter, he basically said he was, this man was the chairman of the analytics company Palantir, which works closely with the DOD, the Department of Defense, guys. The logs show that in September 2014, Epstein's schedule listed Thiel under people to see. They met for dinner at Epstein's New York mansion on the 12th with Woody Allen, the schedule says. Following day, he met Thiel on his own from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., after which Bill Burns, the current director of the CIA, who was deputy secretary of state at the time, joined them for an hour. The day after that, Epstein planned a lunch and said that maybe Peter Thiel would come. The two men were scheduled for lunch the following week, and the entry lists Thiel's personal assistant and their number. Thiel did not respond. Another tech investor who appears in the calendars is Sean Parker, the Napster founder. Wow. Norway's crown princess appears in the calendars. With Epstein's scheduler writing, Princess Met to arrive today and stay until Thursday of September the 26th. Man, you have no idea what these people were getting up to. And, of course, there's some Bill Clinton stuff, but Varp denied the princess stayed with Epstein, as the calendars applied, and said that she actually stayed at the Saunders Chambers Hotel in Manhattan. The princess has previously admitted meeting Epstein several times with Varp, saying one meeting happened at Epstein's home. So, who do we trust? In a previous statement, the princess said she would never have had anything to do with Epstein if I had been aware of the seriousness of his criminal acts. Sure. Tony Mottola, former chair of Sony Music, mentioned twice. Mr. Epstein and I shared some mutual acquaintances, and he has called me several times to request concert tickets, as many people do. And then there's a spokesman for J.P. Morgan that said that there's no meeting between Diamond and Epstein ever took place. Seems like a lot of people are trying to cover up some bullshit. He was invited to it. Okay, there's another person. Noam Chomsky was listed to fly with Epstein to have dinner. Yeah, everybody, all the lefties quote him. Boy, yeah, if you really knew.
What did Noam Chomsky say about eating pussy?
Bill Burns, not that one, who has been CIA director since 2021, had three meetings with him. The records are emails and calendar entries sent to Epstein in a circle by Lindsey Groff, one of the named but unindicted co-conspirators in Epstein's sweetheart plea deal from 2008. Okay, it says a lawyer for Groff said in a statement that it was simply not her function to ask the reason for any appointment and never suspected that Epstein was engaged in illegal conduct. Throughout the logs, he used the email jeevacation@gmail.com, which he set up for use during his 13th-month prison sentence, showing his contempt for the law. So, what do people have to say about... We are no longer accepting comments on this article. Let it all come out. These people are disgusting. Best rated comment. Epstein did not kill himself. Funny how the DM doesn't mention Clinton, both Bill and Hillary. Anyone that was associated with this guy is a predator. He made his money by providing underage girls and blackmailing people. Anyone who went to the island is suspect. It's scary, the famous people that were associated with him. They sure have slow rolled out this client list, haven't they? I'm sure these same celebrities will preach to us about the moral high ground during the next awards show that nobody watches. Priceless.
Yeah, I mean, just because you like something they're in doesn't make them a great person.
Nope.
Matter of fact, a lot of them are pieces of shit.
Absolutely.
I've seen where some people are really nice, but I don't know about on the list. I don't know. But.
So.
I say innocent until proven guilty, but. If all this is true, it's going to be pretty easy to prove him guilty.
Right. So, our last story of this shorter show comes from Zero Hedge. U.S. intelligence has been manipulating Wikipedia for over a decade. Co-founder of Wikipedia has revealed a bombshell concerning long-running suspicions of U.S. intelligence interference and manipulation on the world's most well-known collaborative online encyclopedia. The site's co-creator Larry Sanger spoke to journalist Glenn Greenwald on his System Update podcast and outlined the known information warfare efforts of U.S. intelligence, which have, to some extent, made Wikipedia a tool of control by the left-liberal Washington Deep State. Some observers who have long watched and carefully documented U.S. government involvement in major social media platforms as well as Wikipedia itself have commented, the CIA is running Wikipedia. Wow, what a shocker. Sanger asserted during Greenwald's show, we do have evidence that as early as 2008, the CIA and FBI computers were used to edit Wikipedia before posting. Do you think that they stopped doing that back then? Sanger explained that the intelligence agencies pay off the most influential people to push their agendas, which they're already mostly in line with, or they just develop their own talent within the community, learn the Wikipedia game, and then push what they want to say with their other people. A great part of intelligence and information warfare is conducted online, he added, and then specified on websites like Wikipedia. For that reason, along with others explored in the interview, Sanger calls it the most biased encyclopedia in history, as I've always said. He described that U.S. intelligence manipulation of the immensely large platform and repository of information have been going on for more than a decade. Wikipedia was founded and appeared online in 01. In particular, Greenwald brought up Wikipedia's entry for the topic Biden-Ukraine conspiracy theory and pointed out that there is a mountain of evidence showing that Hunter Biden was paid $80,000 a month by Burisma executives. Or Burisma executives, rather. I'm saying that wrong. It is an established fact that Burisma executives were getting a lot in value in the way of access to Joe Biden, the most important U.S. official on Ukraine, Greenwald said. And yet, according to Wikipedia article, this evidence doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. Remember, this is supposed to be an ideology-free, guys. Remember, Wikipedia is supposed to be non-biased. And it's supposed to be a neutral encyclopedia. Greenwald then quipped sarcastically. Below is a section of the Sanger interview transcript. We're not going to read all that. But Sanger explained that prior to a decade ago, Wikipedia used to be a kind of anti-establishment, but then it seemed to be hijacked. Between 05 and 2012 or so, there was a very definite shift to Wikipedia being establishment mouthpiece. It was amazing. I never would have guessed that in 2001, the site's co-founder concluded. So, what we always knew is true. Actually, no. Let's read. You know, we are going to read this. It's not that long.
I know. Back in college, though, you were not allowed to even think of using Wikipedia as a reference.
Below is a section of Sanger interview transcript wherein Greenwald lambasts Wikipedia's treatment of the whole Biden-Ukraine scandal. The very first sentence read, the Biden-Ukraine conspiracy theory is a series of false allegations that Joe Biden, while he's vice president of the United States, engaged in corrupt activities relating to his son, Hunter Biden, who was on the board of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. As part of efforts by Donald Trump and his campaign in the Trump-Ukraine scandal, which led to Trump's first impeachment, these falsehoods were spread in an attempt to damage Joe Biden's reputation and chances during the 2020 presidential campaign, the entry still reads. So notice, the Biden-Ukraine scandal is, according to Wikipedia, the Biden-Ukraine conspiracy theory, but the Trump controversy involving Ukraine is the Trump-Ukraine scandal. Everything is written to comport with liberal worldview and the Democratic Party talking points. The two also agreed that the COVID entries were heavily subject to propaganda and skewed information. Let me tell you a fact, Greenwald said. The view of leading scientists is the U.S. Department of Energy, as well as the FBI, is that most likely explanation for how the COVID pandemic emerged is through the research that was being funded by the United States and conducted in the Wuhan lab. You would have no idea that was true on one of the most important questions of the last decade, where the COVID pandemic came from. Every word on Wikipedia is designed to suggest that only right-wing conspiracy theorists would invest any plausibility in the theory that the virus came from a lab leak and not from naturally occurring event, even though the top virologists in the world wrote to Dr. Fauci at the start of the pandemic and were adamant that the evidence was consistent with manipulation in a lab. If you ask Joy Reid to comment on the COVID pandemic, that's exactly what she would tell you. And that's true of almost every entry. It shocked me when I started looking at Wikipedia over the last 6 months. How blatant it has become. The problems that Greenwald identifies with Wikipedia extend to its... This is a tweet from J. Bhattachara. He says, the problems with G. Greenwald identifies with Wikipedia extend to its ridiculous defamation of scientists skeptical of lockdowns. Take a look at the shameful pages of two excellent scientists, V. Prasad, MD, MPH, and John Loandis. Wikipedia editors politicize science. Wikipedia is a dominant force in the information ecosystem, largely due to how aggressively it's pushed by Google's search engine. And controlled by a small number of contributors with an appalling pro-establishment bias, it has effectively been forged into a weapon of elites. Can't use Wikipedia! Stop using it for political stuff. Now, like, if you want to know about, like, games or music or movies or something like that, that's fine.
Yeah,
but if you're trying to look up politics, no. They're going to give you bullshit. Don't look up MGTOW. Don't look up Manosphere shit. Don't look up Red Pill. Don't look up any of that. It's all red, right-wing conspiracy theory, incel, alt-right, Nazi, all that stuff.
Plenty
that's all they're going
to
say
on
then.
The internet to
yeah.
Find that.
Yeah. There's better sources on the internet for that. So what the hell? I said I was going to stop, but we've got to comment on this. So, remember the foot fondler we did? We've done several foot fondlers, haven't
we?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got another one. ABC News reports a man who broke into women's homes and rubbed their feet while they slept has been arrested.
He's doing them a service, and that's the thanks he gets.
A man has been arrested after breaking and entering into women's homes and rubbing their feet while they slept in a series of disturbing events that escalated in nature, police say.
With a woman, much less a man, rubbing my feet, I'm like, wow, what a pleasant way to wake up.
Began last month on consecutive nights from July 1st to July 3rd when the Douglas County Sheriff's Office in Nevada received reports of an adult male who entered two state line resort condominiums by opening unlocked screen doors of homes and then positioning himself at the foot of women's beds when he would begin rubbing their feet while they slept, according to a statement posted on social media by the Douglas County Sheriff's Department. Each female woke from their sleep as the subject was rubbing their feet, authorities said. Once awake, the females confronted the male subject and he fled the scene. The officials from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office...
Giggling.
Got away!
...launched an investigation into the disturbing encounters, and using forensic techniques, police were able to identify the suspect involved as 26-year-old Mark Anthony Gonzalez from Atwater, California, according to authorities. DSCO investigators learned Gonzalez was known to local law enforcement in the Atwater, Merced County, California area and was the suspect of numerous crimes, including the theft of women's shoes, trespassing, and it appeared to DSO investigators that Gonzalez's crimes were escalating in nature. Said the DHCSO.
It worked towards a murder or strangulation.
Investigators from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, along with the assistance from Merced County Sheriff's Office detectives, arrested Gonzalez's residence on Thursday. I am extremely pleased that my investigators were able to identify, locate, and arrest this individual, said Douglas County Sheriff Dan Coverly. These types of crimes are especially alarming to a community, and being able to make an arrest allows the victims and community to feel safe again. Gonzalez was booked into the Merced County Jail for 2 counts of burglary and 2 counts of battery, they said. Or the DCSO said. He will now be held in the Merced County Jail on a fugitive warrant with a bail of $50,000 until he's extradited back to Douglas County, Nevada to face charges. Yep. Wow. Man, these foot fondlers are really getting out of hand.
Yep.
We've reported on a bunch of them. Man, I didn't realize maybe the foot picks just aren't enough anymore. They gotta get their hands on some feet.
How easy, I guarantee you, probably more.
But is he good at it?
But I think more women would agree to the, okay, you can play with my feet, or you can
massage
feet. Massage nothing like foot. Of course, they're going to want to take it to the next level.
It depends on the woman. There's probably women that can orgasm from that.
No.
You don't think so?
Do you think you could orgasm from it?
If they hit the right nerve.
I mean, it feels good.
I wonder.
It feels good. Like, you probably get a dopamine rush from the relief it's putting on your foot. But I don't think anywhere near what you're getting.
Yes! Did you know that many women can orgasm simply from having a foot rub? According to reflexology, there are certain sex points on the feet that, when rubbed, can trigger an orgasm. Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, possible. I know they enjoy it, just don't.
I mean, it is possible to bring a woman to orgasm through non-genital touch, even through a foot massage. However, since every person is different and brings them to orgasm varies, it seems unlikely that there is a massage technique that can make every woman orgasm. It's certainly an interesting story. You may be surprised to know the most critical sex organ is the brain. The brain interprets sensory stimuli such as touch, taste, smell, etc., and sends signals to the body that create arousal. Any form of touching can be interpreted as sexually stimulating, though some parts of the body, known as erogenous zones, are more likely to elicit arousal. Yeah. Primary zones are genitals, anus, breasts, inner thighs, armpits, navel, neck, mouth, and ears. Secondary zones include almost all other parts of the body, and the extent to which touching these areas leads to arousal depends on personal preference. This is not to say that a woman is aroused by having a foot massage, she'll orgasm every time her feet are touched. Arousal and sexual stimulation come in a large part from context. If her feet are being massaged in a sexually intimate setting, it is very possible this sensation of touch could bring her to orgasm. What makes a person orgasm can vary widely, which helps keep life interesting. So, they can. Oh, it's possible. Wow, what if some of those women were just... Ah! What? What are you doing here? I'm sorry. I just massage feet.
I massage my lady's feet. I said, "Did you get there?" She's like, "No." I said, "This usually doesn't happen to me." So that's okay. You'll get better at it. And, yeah, I'm gonna practice tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, so I think that's going to end the show for now. It's a little shorter show. We did a little, about 40 minutes. But 40, no, we did about 50 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah, TV shows don't last that long.
So, yeah, I think we're done. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And we'll have a full hour and whatever next time. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. We'll see you next time with the Grim Ranch Show.
Later.
Joy to the Clyde.